Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, fans and believers. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Alfred Stocker. Santa Claus is now starting to deliver in Sector 2, and we're seeing all kinds of reports come in from tracker elves in China and all over Southeast Asia. We're told as well that we have an official in the great city of Bangkok who is a little upset. We've got him on the line now. Sir, what is your name and, well, what is your problem?
My name is Sosmak Chin of the Ministry of Animal Registry. Your reindeer are not certified for transport in Thailand.
Well, has Santa already been there? I'm sure we can work that out. What do we need to do?
Santa cannot come here until the papers are finished and the fee paid for each animal.
Papers? What kind of papers? How much is the fee?
The animals must be screened for disease and have all their shots. Fee is 500 baht per animal.
Baht? What's a baht? Is that a lot? If Santa hasn't been there, sir, he will be there at any moment. You sure we can't just, you know, wink, wink, take care of this little detail later? Santa's in kind of a rush.
Oh, no. Big fine. Take 5 weeks to process.
5 weeks? Well, that puts us into next year. I'll tell you what, I'll turn you over to the North Pole State Department, and they can take care of you. In the meantime, we'll drop Santa a note to make sure he fills your stocking with whatever extra you need until this can get resolved legally, so to speak. Merry Christmas, Mr. Chen.
Oh, my supervisor could be very upset.
No doubt about that, sir. But if his stocking is hung, we're pretty sure Santa will make it right. From Sector 2, where regulation of men in sleighs pulled by flying reindeer is alive and well. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.